I thought that was just kind of an interesting treatise on the fact that everything isn't karma. All experience isn't a result of karma. There are natural phenomena in the world, related to weather, climate, just the fact that we have a human body, and that it's stretching too far to say everything has a cause from some sort of past action, past experience. We have pain.
It's interesting also that it includes assault.
Assault, yes, yeah.
So many people said,
what did I do wrong? That
yeah, you must have done some bad karma with that person in the past. Or you
yeah. I was just standing here.
Total wacko.
But you hear that a lot, monks saying that, or
yeah.
That's even in the Abhidhamma. Even the Abhidhamma says all made in a from past karma. So, I mean, it's
one of the reasons why Abhidhamma is what Ajahn Buddhadasa called too much Dhamma.
That's why a lot of monks take it, because it's in there. It's like, oh, I can point to the Abhidhamma.
Abhi means a lot, too much. Abhidhamma says 1 + 1 = 2. I just say 2.
That's great. Yeah, it can get very, the whole workings of karma can get really taken to an extreme. Even in scenes like some of the teachings when I was practicing in Tibetan tradition, there was some real, there's a whole text called The Wheel of Sharp Weapons that talks about the real specific aspects of how, even certain aspects of certain diseases have specific and exact causes that are inevitable, and it just seems it's pretty.
Not to make your head explode.
It is. If you have bad enough karma.
I think that being able to appreciate that people just get sick for the sake of getting sick, as opposed to their karma, also can be a good practice for compassion.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes, it's just their karma, and they kind of deserve what's happening to them. You realize that disease is one of those noble truths, that karma is really what it's all about.
Yeah. Well, in a sense, there is some sort of karma, but it's the karma of having a human body. It's like, we get sick and we die because we were born. So, but it's not like related to something you did wrong.
It's not called proximate cause. It's not the next thing.
Right.
We still cling, and therefore we have a body, therefore we get sick, but it's not a proximate cause.
Right.
It always seemed to me when people say things like, if they're karma, the implication is I shouldn't generate compassion, or something. That always seemed like bad karma to me. I don't know. It seemed incongruous. I don't know. It's their karma. It's like, I don't want to deal with it. It just seems like not a skillful response to the situation.
Yeah.
Well, that was sort of the original and still dominant perception of karma in the Hindu sense and the Buddhism, the Brahminical sense. There's a lot of different connotations, but destiny or fate is the connotation that's dominant in Western and Hindu philosophy.
Yeah, and that can be picked up with a bit of a dismissive or blaming, judgmental attitude.
Oh, it's a good way to simplify things. Then you don't have to think about it too much.
Yeah.
Take responsibility.
sometimes I do think too, kind of on the other hand, it's like it can be a useful thing if, you know, a person is really wrapped up in, you know, this isn't fair, this isn't, you know, this isn't right, this shouldn't be this way, right? And it's sort of like, well, then sometimes, in some cases, that the explanation of karma can be also for unexplainable circumstances, you know, sort of like it can reduce that obsession with, you know, the injustice of life.
That was how the counseled Ajahn Munindo one time. Ajahn Munindo was, he had both his knees operated on at the same time. It went badly. He was in hospital for a long time and you know, feeling very sorry for himself and that it shouldn't be this way. It's completely unjust and unfair. And Ajahn Chah went to visit him, so he dumped all that on Ajahn Chah. And Ajahn Chah said, if it wasn't supposed to be this way, it wouldn't have been this way. He didn't give him any room at all. Why? And Ajahn Munindo really appreciated it.
Yeah.
It really stuck with him over the years.
Yeah.
Is that the first time you said that?
Huh?
Is that the first time?
Oh, who knows?
No.
I mean, there's lots of people lying, so he probably had lots of opportunities to say it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the reflection on karma, which is the way to cultivate equanimity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the skillful use.
Yeah. Yep. Precisely so.
Tsunami in Thailand, it was all over the newspapers, it's their karma. Really interesting.
Yeah.
Prevalent.
That's close to the Christian version of it's the punishment of God.
Exactly. Is it because you're a sinner?
Right.
But the other one for Thai people that's very helpful is like they say Kambun Makani. Like somebody died, it's very, very positive feeling, I think.
Yes.
What's the Lompa think?
Well, it depends how it's held.
Uh-huh.
Because it can be held in a compassionate way,
mm-hmm.
or it can be held in a dismissive way.
Right.
You know, it depends how it's held. Mm-hmm.
Was the translation of this?
The translation is sort of like, well, if somebody's died or ill, then you sort of think, you sort of say, well, that's as far as their merit takes them, sort of thing.
Mm.
That's what that I mean, you know, actually, that's a euphemism for death in the Thai language is, oh, your merit's finished. What would?
Good night.